Is.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning. And it is still quite cold outside. If you haven't left the house yet, be aware that it's pretty frigid. It's gone up, though, from 9 degrees earlier to now 12 degrees. So we've hit double digits as the sun has come out. But it's going to be a cold one today. We're looking at around 23 degrees. And then tonight, oh my gosh, is it going to drop? It'll be back into the low teens overnight. Maybe even get a little bit of snow tonight. Nothing major. Tomorrow is going to be frigid. And then finally on Thursday, about midday, it's going to start to warm up again. And by warm up, I mean get to the mid-30s. But hey, it's January, right? That's what you have to expect from this time of year. And when you think about it, we're already kind of halfway through the winter. Maybe a little less. But certainly in terms of, you know, calendar winter or solstice winter versus actual winter. I mean, early March can be a crapshoot, but for a lot of us, if it gets to 40 degrees, we're like, good enough. This feels like spring. And one of the things that I've realized about this cold weather is, well, since I've had my weight loss, I certainly get colder than I ever did before. Before, I never understood what people are like, oh, you got to dress in layers. Ah, I'm fine. Just walk out of the house with a shirt on under my jacket not even zipped up. Yesterday, I went and bought gloves. I haven't worn gloves in forever. I mean, I always had, like, you know, pair of leather gloves that I would keep around. So like if I went to Eataville or something, I'd wear those because I'm going to be outside for hours. But I never felt the need to have gloves to just get in the car and drive home. But I was so grateful for them this morning. When I put my hands on the steering wheel, it's like, oh, these gloves. And they're not even like real gloves. They're like those knitted gloves that are one size fits all that you get at Walmart for like $3. But oh, what a blessing. I might actually splurge and pay the $12 for a pair of those gloves that you can get online that you can actually use a touchscreen with so that I can just keep my gloves on all the time. But I am in layers here in the studio this morning. That is for sure. So anyway, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and get involved in the discussion. We've been talking about yesterday's inauguration, yesterday's executive orders. As you've been hearing on the news, there's going to be legal challenges to many of those executive orders. So in some cases, the orders can still go into place while those legal challenges are going on. In other cases, they can't. It's all kind of on a case by case basis. But the interesting one is the ending birthright citizenship, because that's going to be a constitutional battle with the 14th Amendment. So, and they're not looking to repeal the 14th Amendment. They're looking to define the language of the 14th Amendment is the way that it's been portrayed. So it'll be interesting to see where that battle shakes out and how that battle shakes out. But one of the things that a caller brought up earlier, and I'd be interested in getting your take if it matters to you, because it doesn't matter to me. Of all the things I will criticize Donald Trump for, and get ready for the next 4 years, because I will. I mean, that was part of the deal when you voted for him, right? You knew that if you voted for him, you were going to have to listen to me talk about it for 4 years. So that's, you knew what you were getting into. You only have yourself to blame. But the thing that the caller brought up was that Trump did not put his hand on the Bible when taking the oath of office. And I will criticize him for a lot of things, but I don't care about that. As I've said, putting my hand on the Bible doesn't mean anything to me, because what's in that book doesn't mean anything to me. I am not a religious person. But the intention of, if I go and they ask me to swear on a Bible, I would do it for the intention that is meant behind it, which is I'm giving you an extra layer of assurance in that what I'm saying is true, or that what I'm that I firmly believe in what I'm saying. I'm giving that to you as a symbol of an extra assurance. But I don't take it as if Donald Trump didn't put his hand on the Bible. I don't take that to mean that he didn't mean what he was saying. The part that really concerned me was that he had his hand behind his back with two of his fingers crossed. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. It's a joke. Don't start being, listen to Tim peddling fake news. Kidding. I realize I'm going to have to explain it slowly for a lot of people over the next 4 years. One, it's sarcasm and a joke and not mean-spirited at all. But it doesn't bother me that he didn't put his hand on the Bible. And I don't think that it even registered in his mind. Maybe he thought that he wasn't going to put his hand on the Bible. But I don't think it matters to him, because no matter what he's tried to tell you over the last, 10 years, he's not a religious person. He's never been a religious person. He's only pretended to be a religious person to get religious people to vote for him. But he's not a religious person. He doesn't believe in that. So it doesn't mean anything to him to put his hand on the Bible, and it doesn't mean anything to him to not put his hand on the Bible. So I wouldn't be upset about that. And also, the oath of office doesn't have to be done by putting your hand on a Bible. You know, some courtrooms you go into, they have you put your hand on a Bible. Other courtrooms you go into, they just have you hold your hand up and swear. We don't have to put our hands on a Bible in Massachusetts. I don't know. Maybe some judges ask for it, but I don't know that they can require it. But I think you're seeing, and by the way, that's somebody who, the caller who called in and questioned that, is somebody that I think is pretty moderate in their views on Donald Trump. It's not somebody who's critical of him, just looking for something to pick on. So I find that is an interesting angle, and I'd be interested in getting your take on that. You probably agree with me that it's much ado about nothing in that regard. Same as that kiss or air kiss with Melania. Not doesn't really matter. But if it's something that does concern you, I mean, I think it concerns people from a gossipy level. The same way people would be like, well, how come Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez aren't holding hands out in public, and then they get divorced? Oh, she told you there was trouble in paradise. Like, who cares? Somebody else's relationship is not your business. And not every relationship abides by your rules and beliefs and mores. And they might have a relationship where they don't physically touch each other. They might, one of them might have a sore gums. One of them could have bad breath. You don't know all the ins and outs, so don't read too much into it. I think my favorite part was the videos going around of George W. Bush's reactions to what was going on. And people have been memeing it, and people have been turning it into funny little videos. And like, that's all in good fun, because nobody's being mean-spirited about it. My friend put one out where, he's farting and blaming it on Hillary Clinton. Others have posted like the video of like when you take an edible 20 minutes before the inauguration starts, and then it finally starts to kick in. you know, things like that. That was just fun. I actually didn't see a lot of, and maybe it's just because I didn't see it, but I didn't see a lot of, like, negative comments going around, except for people commenting on the substance of what was being said. You know, a lot of people that I know and that I'm friends with have taken real offense to the idea of an executive order stating that there's only two genders. And I think that's one of the ones that will be challenged legally, because a gender is a social construct. And as such, you know, if you wanted to say there's two sexes, you could say that, but people are going to agree with you because that's the science. That's the physical science. But the social science is that gender is a social construct. And as such, people's right to choose what gender they want to be is part of their free speech and part of their freedom of expression and part of their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's where the challenges will come to that more than anything. I mean, if there's gender issues that you want to take on, trying to simplify it into there's only two genders is not the way that's going to accomplish that. And by the way, it's the conservatives that are obsessed with gender. It's 2% of the population, and you're still talking about it. Also, not to ignore the local stuff too, but obviously yesterday being inauguration day, it was a big day, and also, you know, signing all those executive orders yesterday and today, that's also big news as well. But here on the local front, we also had that deadly fire in New Bedford yesterday on Cotter Street that claimed the life of a gentleman in his 80s. Another person rescued from the home. Multiple people taken to the hospital. The fire chief saying that the house is probably a total loss. And I can tell you that they had, I went by that way around, it was probably like 7:30, quarter of eight, and they still had Cogsall Street blocked off over in front of End Zone, putting out hotspots and checking the structural integrity of the building. So it was a devastating fire and a deadly fire, and a reminder that we need to practice fire safety. They're still working to determine the cause, as far as I know, but we know that many of these fires start because people have plug-in heaters or people are overloading power strips. They think, if I plug this heater into this power strip, that's going to give me an extra layer of protection, because if it surges, it'll pop the strip. But then they overload the strip with other things, and they put the strip on the rug and all kinds of issues. So as firefighter Anthony always warns us, make sure you only use the approved extension cords and the approved power surge protectors, and that you don't overload them. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
How you feeling?
Doing all right. A little cold.
A little cold? Yeah. I'm glad you're doing all right this morning. I'm gonna steer away from what I wanted to talk about, and I'll talk about the local. You mentioned local, so, all right, windmills.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of the conversation last night. Well, bits and pieces are coming out about it now. I don't recall what exact executive orders he made, but the articles I did read, he was talking about putting a stop to the advancement of these windmills for now.
Yes.
And then to go from there. I'm curious how that would affect, and I'd love to hear, I can't wait to hear Mayor Mitchell's opinion on that, you know, because it he put a lot of energy behind the wind industry taking over the waterfront, and now how's Trump's decision going to affect it?
So according to, and this, there was a press release that came out from Saving Seafood overnight that I just saw this morning when I came in, but he issued a memorandum to the Secretary of the Treasury, the Attorney General, the Secretary of the Interior, all these different secretaries, directing the temporary withdrawal of all areas on the outer continental shelf from wind energy leasing and calling for a comprehensive review of federal wind leasing and permitting practices. So it's a, right. I mean, at least in this regard, it's a pause. It's not a cancellation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stop what you're doing. We'll look at it and we'll make a decision from there. That makes sense to me. Instead of just going balls to the wall and letting it happen without any fear of consequences.
And I don't know, you know, I don't know how long that review would take. I don't know what would be encompassed in that review. It could be something that takes months. It could be something that takes years.
Hey, if it takes 4 years, then that's fine.
Well, that'll
work for me.
That's a lot of money that's sitting out there, you know, and sitting out there on the docks and sitting out there in the water if it goes for 4 years.
How do they make profit off of those windmills? Like, how does the city profit off of those windmills?
So the city profits and benefits from the people that come in and the companies that come in to do it. So they're going to make the revenue, the business, you know, the business taxes. They're going to make revenue on that. They're going to make revenue off the people who come in here and work for them. So whether it's local people that are getting those jobs or people that are coming in from other places, they're still spending money. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to kind of go there. Like, you know, okay, so these out of town, out of state workers come in and they buy lunch or they buy breakfast on the way in from work or they buy dinner on the way out of work to go back to their out of state or out of the region homes. That doesn't, you know, that's a small benefit.
Yeah, but
you know,
they're creating jobs that'll be for people that'll stay here after those people have left. I mean, maybe some of them decide to live here. Maybe they like it here and they say, I'm going to stay here long term on this project instead of going to the next one. But they're also creating, though, it's not like they build these things and they just stay out there forever and nobody ever attends to them. Then there's going to be a wave of local people. They're here training the local people to know how to take care of them. That's why BCC is offering courses in this now. And that's why you're seeing other schools start to do the same, because there is long term jobs associated with these that will eventually, those will be the people that'll be filling, local people will be the people that'll be filling those jobs, is what I meant to say.
Mm. Well, that's a fine opinion, I suppose. But I'm just kind of hoping that people kind of come to their senses and the mayor comes to his senses and say, yeah, we can't be doing that.
Yeah,
we've got to worry about our fishing industry.
Yeah, the mayor is a very intelligent man who cares very deeply about the fishing industry. And if Mayor Mitchell is okay with windmills and the offshore wind project, then I'm going to guess that he knows more about it than you do. He knows more about it than Donald Trump does. So I'm going to trust his opinion on it.
Well, I think it was last Wednesday, Mayor Mitchell mentioned that there are upwards of 50 fishing vessels that have been refitted to help out the wind industry. So that's 50 vessels that aren't out there fishing or scalloping. And if you drive down that waterfront road, you'll see these buildings popping up that are devoted to the wind industry, where, you know, before all this, they were devoted to the fishing industry. So it is taking a bite out of the fishing industry, the fishery.
Right, but nobody's forcing those boats to be fitted for the wind industry. They're making that decision based on the fact that that's where they can make money, as opposed to going out there and fishing. If they could go out there every day and fish and make more money, they'd be doing that.
Right. So they're getting paid off to, you know,
making a logical decision for themselves and their company.
It's a dirty business. It's a dirty business. I'm hopeful that people will come to their senses about it and kind of stop it before it gets too out of control.
All right. Well, we'll see where it goes.
That's my stance on it.
You have a good day.
There are two genders. Men can't have ovarian cancer. That's all I'm going to say.
So you need to get a dictionary and learn the definition between gender and sex.
Okay. Yeah, you can take me to school on that, I suppose. Well, you have a good day.
All right, take it easy. I already took you to school on that and explained it, but you just chose not to listen. Caller, hang on. We'll take you in a moment. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, I'm going to take this call before we go into the news. 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to make a comment on this whole fight against windmills. It seems pretty crazy to me. We have to understand, and the mayor has expressed this in the past, this company is one of the largest multinational companies on the planet. They're ready to invest $3.2 billion. Cost about $1.something billion to build an NFL stadium. That's how much investment they're ready to pour into the project that has been presented to the city. And the mayor's facilitating all that, and he's doing the right thing. What I don't get is people, local people, particularly in the protection of the fishing industry, if this administration decides to drill for oil, for example, on Georges Bank, which is the largest renewable protein source on the planet, and there's a spill out there, where's the repercussions? They're already going to get rid of the administrative things for pollution, so they'll just walk away from it. We have to, as a city, I think, push for a $200 billion bond in the event they're going to drill out there in case something happens to protect the fishing families that have been here for the last 400 years. So I don't get their argument. And you're right. The mayor has more information than most people regarding the compatibility of wind systems and the fishing industry, and we should all support him in that effort.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
That's it.
And we'll take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. And by the way, that wasn't a dig at Donald Trump when I said that the mayor knows more about it than he does. He's just been around it for all these years. And Mayor Mitchell comes from a fishing family. He's not going to sell out the fishing industry if he doesn't see this as being the future. The problem is you've got a bunch of people in the fishing industry that started telling you how this was going to be bad. And then now you've got people that are utilizing this mass whale event that's been going on since before there were wind turbines out there that are utilizing that as their excuse. Because they just don't want renewable energy. They don't want to think that something different could be good. But anyway, I got to give way to Phil Devitt now with the news, and then we'll take more of your calls on the other side.
Donald Trump does away with January 6th cases hours after taking office. Billionaire wealth reaches new heights, and how your diet can protect you from harmful bacteria.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Within hours of becoming the 47th president, Donald Trump pardoned 1,500 people accused of storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021, effectively ending all January 6th cases. Those people were at the Capitol protesting Trump's 2020 loss to Joe Biden. Trump now back in office for a second term. He's also commuted the sentences of six people involved in the Capitol attack, including Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, who was serving 22 years in federal prison. Trump also signed executive orders Monday to beef up security at the southern border that began taking effect hours after he was inaugurated, making good on his defining political promise to crack down on immigration and marking another wild swing in White House policy on the divisive issue. Some of the orders revived priorities from his first administration that his predecessor had rolled back, including forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico and finishing the border wall. Others created sweeping new strategies, like an effort to end automatic citizenship for anyone born in America, pulling the military into border security, and ending use of a Biden-era app used by nearly a million migrants to enter America. Carrie Underwood rolling with the punches at the inauguration.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
She sang America the Beautiful a cappella when the backing music failed to kick in. Cecile Richards, former president of Planned Parenthood, has died at the age of 67. Richards, the daughter of former Texas Governor Ann Richards, was a prominent advocate for women's rights and reproductive health care. She led Planned Parenthood for 12 years, navigating numerous political challenges. Richards was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2023. An 18-year-old British teen pleaded guilty to murdering three young girls and attempting to kill 10 others in a stabbing rampage at a dance class last summer. The attack sparked widespread rioting and anti-immigrant violence after the suspect was falsely identified as an asylum seeker. The government has launched an inquiry into how authorities failed to prevent the attack. Despite the teen's history of concerning behavior, the victim's families and the community still grappling with the trauma of the event. A new report from Oxfam reveals that billionaire wealth surged to a record $15 trillion in 2024, while poverty rates remain stubbornly high. The richest 1% now own nearly half of all global wealth. The report warns of the rise of unmerited wealth acquired through inheritance and powerful connections. Oxfam calls for increased taxation on the wealthy and stronger regulations on corporations to address the growing inequality. And a new study suggests that eating more fiber may help protect us from harmful bacteria like E. coli. Researchers found that people with higher levels of beneficial gut bacteria, which thrive on fiber, had lower levels of the dangerous microbes. The study, published in Nature Microbiology, analyzed data from over 12,000 people across 45 countries. While more research is needed, the findings suggest a high fiber diet, rich in fruits, veggies, and whole grains, may play a crucial role in maintaining a healthy gut microbiome.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics are headed west to play the LA Clippers on Wednesday, and the Bruins are in New Jersey on Wednesday to play the Devils.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Clouds and cold today, high of about 24 degrees on the South Coast. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold, a high of 24. And on Thursday, partly sunny, a high of 37 degrees. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. I went into Walmart last night, did a little shopping. Had to pick up a few things. Needed some paper towels. Needed some cat litter. All the essentials. And I went by and checked the price of eggs. Still the same. It was still about $8 for a dozen and a half eggs. Because no executive order will cure bird flu. So, taking a look over at the gas station across the street, looks like the gas is still the same that I paid on Saturday. Also, Joey says, when talking about the wind companies, if these companies have all this money, why is the government subsidizing? Well, because no business takes all the risk. If they can get government subsidies, they're going to take them. And the government wants to subsidize it because they want people to move into alternative energies. So if they're going to offer those incentives, people take advantage of it. The same reason why if you're going to offer a TIF, if you're going to offer tax breaks to a business coming in, but that business can afford to pay them, you still do it anyway. Because you're trying to make it attractive for them to come and do it and invest the portion of their money that they are. I mean, this is simple capitalism, man. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Tamothy.
Yes.
I am so livid with you this morning.
Okay.
You are so underneath my skin, I could kill you. what is going on with you? Like, I just can't get over it. I just can't. And now this windmill stuff, first of all, the windmills are crap. I wish everybody listened to Chris's show last Friday. It was really informative, and it was about even your two windmills across the street from you, which now they want to build them bigger. The company, they're making money. They're renting. It's the most ridiculous thing. And
so listen, I love John Methia. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great guy. You know what he's not? A wind industry expert.
Well, I think you need to go back and listen to the whole show. And
I heard it. What I heard was a concerned citizen presenting the information that he found by Googling things.
Well, there's no employees that are making any money from this at all, because these people came with the company in New Bedford. They came with the company. That waterfront is for them, the whole thing, and they're staying in the LaFrance's hotels.
How many people already lived in New Bedford that knew how to build wind turbines out in the ocean?
You know what? It doesn't matter, because they could have started this way before. Tim, it doesn't matter. This company was bringing their own people anyways. First of all, let's just get that out of the way.
That's what every company does.
And these windmills, all those wiring underneath the water, it's all going to rust away. And it's going to have to be redone. Heck, the wind blades that came here had to be sent back out before they were even put on. So it's a big fiasco. Our electric went up. It was supposed to come down. And now we're even paying for solar panels on our electric bills, which is crazy. But I'm really mad with you about Donald Trump as well. This is what I'm mad about.
This is news to you that I don't like Donald Trump?
No, this isn't news. Listen, I've had my issues with him too. But here's the thing. He is the president of the United States now. And we need to encourage everybody to be in a better
Scatty, I love you. But you didn't make these same phone calls when everybody was calling in and trashing Joe Biden or trashing the vice president.
That's right. No, that's not true. I stuck up for Joe Biden, but I only stuck up for him in the sense, like, you can't fault somebody for having the health issues like that. It's just not his fault. And you've never heard me trash Joe Biden. Never.
But you've never called up and complained when people refer to it as the Biden crime family, or when people talked about whether or not he's incompetent. See?
Because you know John Wright well. He covered up all that whole thing in Russia.
So you only get upset when somebody doesn't agree with you.
At the very last minute, everybody's got a bank account from that company.
You're just making up things that aren't true.
It's so true. Everybody's got a bank account from that company. And that's right. The last minute, right? Even his granddaughter has a bank account, millions of dollars in all of that family's money. This is not a lie. This is not being made up. This is factuality. And that's why he backdoored everybody at the very last minute. He made sure he included them because of their bank account overflowing with millions of dollars.
Well, you know, you just let it go. That's what you just said, right? Let it all go.
This is what I want to do with you this morning. I want you to not, listen, we got to all learn to get along. He's the president of the United States.
No, we don't.
Well, fine, but let's not start the morning with all this negativity. God, we went through it for the last since Donald Trump said he was going to run again. It's like, oh my God, enough already. Because that's not your style, anyways, to be so negative.
Well, I mean, my style is going to be true to what it is that I believe.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to be so childish where you're going to do a countdown freaking day.
What's childish about that?
It is, and you know it.
Rush Limbaugh did it for years. Every day, America held hostage, day 675. Did you think he was childish?
Well, you're not him, are you?
Did you think it was childish, though, when he did
it? You're not him, are you?
No, you just don't like it because it disagrees with you.
You're not him. So why even try to throw him up? You've got me so frustrated with you this morning. I can't believe it.
Listen,
to get my blood to boil.
Listen, first of all, you know that national politics isn't usually the topic of the day. It just is today because yesterday was a major day for national politics. But we are going to call out Donald Trump for the things that he does that I don't agree with.
And by the way, he had two Bibles. And why didn't his wife kiss him? Because she didn't want to get her makeup, no doubt.
He had two Bibles that he didn't touch.
Oh, Tim, you know what? I am. People are nitpicking at every thing.
Hey, you heard what I said. You heard what I said about the Bibles. I said,
yes,
I didn't think it was important.
And I thought, well, thank God for that you're not religious, because, right, I'm like saying this isn't a topic you can like really have a say on. So,
I can have a say.
Well, you can't, because you're not religious anyway, so it don't mean nothing to you if he did.
Religion doesn't mean anything anyway.
Wait, because you're not religious. You don't believe in God.
No, it doesn't mean anything in terms of the swearing in of a president, because we have separate church and state.
Well, I just think the nitpicking needs to stop. Really, seriously. I mean, God.
Nah, it went on for the last 4 years, so it's going to go on for the next four years, too.
So listen to this. So every day you're going to say, 1,000. Mm-hmm. Every day?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's childish. That's childish, Tim.
We'll agree to disagree.
That is so childish. And you know what? By doing the days, I think it's going to make your days, I think it's going to make it go by even so much slower.
No, I mean, time seems to move pretty quickly these days, no matter what.
Wow. That's true. Listen, I'm telling you, I am so mad with you today. I just can't get over it. Every topic you've been punchy about.
No.
I swear, if it wasn't dry January or dry December, boy, you'd drive me to drink. God.
It'll all be okay. Tomorrow we'll be talking about restaurants, and people will be calling in and saying, why don't you talk about important things? Why do you talk about stupid things like TV and restaurants?
No, I like talking about stuff. It's important stuff, but it just can't be done in a childish manner. And
every other host is childish at
New
times.
New Bedford people are not reaping any rewards from the windmills at all. We are not reaping one.
I think you should mention that to Mayor Mitchell next time he's on and see what he has to say about that.
Oh, I'll probably be babysitting. I find out today.
Well, I hope everything goes all right with it.
I mean, if I'm babysitting, I'm fine. But I'm telling you, we're not reaping any rewards from this. LaFrance is making money. The mayor made money to do things for the city, but it's not for whatever. I'm so worked up today. I just can't believe it. And a lot. And I think some of the callers were just so uninformed about the windmills. Honest to God, like I said, everybody should go back and listen to Chris's show from that Friday. That was an amazing show and very enlightening.
Right.
And there was a protest Sunday. Right? Wasn't there some kind of protest Sunday?
I don't know. I didn't leave the house Sunday. Well, no, I did. I had to bring my friend to the airport, pick my friend up at the airport. But other than that, I disconnected.
Is that your zombie friend?
Yep, that's the one that's going to do my makeup, and hopefully we win.
Yeah, do you want to be the prom king? Yeah, that is
I got to defend my title. And I'll make sure I put up the photos so that people can see them.
Good.
All
right. That's what I was going to say.
You have a good day. I love you.
I love you too. You know, I think the world of you.
And
I just had to let you know you are capable of getting under my skin.
Keep me honest. All right, you have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye bye.
All right, callers, hang on. I got to take a quick break, and then we will get to you. We will be right back. And we can talk about what industries are going to go away, what industries are going to stick around, what's the future. It doesn't matter when it comes to buses, because one thing that's always going to be around is the need to get our kids to school safely. And Tremblay Bus Company is looking for people that can help with that, whether it be bus drivers, van drivers, bus monitors, whatever the role is that you could play. Tremblay Bus is looking for you. Even if you don't have a CDL, that's okay. They're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. It is a great job to have if you are a stay-at-home parent and you need to work around the kids' schedule. It's a great job to have if you are a retiree and you're just looking to make a little bit of extra money. It's a great job to have if you just want to make sure that kids can get to school and they can learn and be the next generation of leaders for our community. No matter what your motivation, Tremblay Bus Company is looking to hire you. All you have to do is go to tbcbus.com, TBC, Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. All right, let's take a phone call here and then I'll read some app chat messages. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay. All right. So we'll go over to the app chat here. We got Ray says, you know, I voted for Trump, but I don't mind you bashing Trump. Well, good, because that's going to be the next 4 years. Jack says, your TDS is incredible. You are such a baby. And this has become Must Listen to Radio. Well, I'm glad that you're still listening. We also have Johnny OneNote chimed in and said, your caller doesn't know what she's talking about. The windmill project employs many local people. We have had a lot of people leave the steamship boats to go work on the windmill vessels. They are great paying jobs with great benefits, and many local seamen and bridge personnel have good jobs there. Well, at least for now, I guess. We'll see what this this Trump pause will how it'll affect all of that. But 508-996-0500. Okay, now I think we've got you. Can you hear me now?
Hi, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, how are you?
All right.
I'm not going to talk about Trump today. I think we heard enough about him yesterday, and we're going to hear more about him down the road. I want to talk about, we talked about this before, about cougars being in the western part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard something online that they spotted another cougar in the western part of Massachusetts.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
I don't know if you heard anything about it.
No, I haven't.
It was like in the summertime. So my guess would be that cougar, the cougar can live in this area. They did live here at one time. Mountain lion, cougar. We call them cougars, but everywhere else they call them mountain lions. But they did live here, and they can live here. So I don't see why they wouldn't be coming from the West Coast down the East Coast.
Well, I mean, and there's been pockets of them that have existed in some of these areas. The problem is you know, we put bounties on them. We tried to cull that population. So if it's making a comeback, I'm afraid they're going to try to do the same thing.
I don't think they'll put bounties on them. They'd be protected.
I don't know. But,
you got to be careful because cougars are dangerous cats. They've been known to jump joggers and stuff like that in California. They've been known to jump out of trees and stuff and attack joggers. Joggers don't even know they're there, and they just jump out. People have been killed and stuff like that. So, yeah, they are a dangerous cat. But at the same time, coyotes can be dangerous too, and they put a protection thing on them for a while, and then eventually they lifted the ban. But at first, there was a protection on coyotes, and they made quite a huge comeback. And there was a time when there wasn't coyotes around. So I could see the cougar gradually coming back. Well, if we keep destroying things, nothing's coming back. But
well, I gotta hold you there because I got to take this final break before I run out of time.
All right.
You have a good day. And let's see, caller, hang on. If I can squeeze you in, I will, but I got to get this break in. We'll be right back. All right, we will go to a call to wrap up our final minute. But just to finish Ray's thing, he said, Barry consistently bashed Biden for 4 years, and the people complaining about your first day bashing Trump is incredibly ignorant. Yeah, no, I agree. All right, caller, we got about 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tim. Just want to ask if your friend Lamone is okay. Last I heard from him, heard him on the radio, he was in the hospital. Is he okay?
I haven't heard from him. I haven't gotten any Facebook messages back from him either, so I'm a little concerned. Mm-hmm. But I don't have another way to reach him.
Okay, I just wondered because I hadn't heard, you know, for quite a while, so I just wondered if he was okay, and let's pray and hope that he is.
I hope so.
Thank you. Wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. I love your show. I really do.
Thank you so much. You have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we all, yeah,